Ezayoko, welcome back to another episode of Chatty. In today's episode, we will be discussing how to express opinions in Egyptian Arabic. As you know, having the ability to express your thoughts and beliefs is crucial in any conversation. So let's dive into it. Have you ever been in a conversation where you have a strong opinion, but you just can't seem to find the right words to express it in Egyptian Arabic? Don't worry, in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to teach you some essential. I'm going to teach you some essential phrases that will make it easier for you to share your thoughts and beliefs with others. Let's get started. Yalla bina. Let's start with a simple phrase for expressing your opinion. You can say رأيي رأيي إن. Repeat after me. رأيي. Yeah, it looks like يي. Okay. Yeah, it's يي. It's like that at the end, I mean. So رأيي إن. And then you say your opinion, which means my opinion is that. For example, if someone asks you about a movie, you watch it, okay? You can say, رأيي إن الفيلم كان رائع. One more time. رأيي إن الفيلم كان رائع. Repeat after me. رأيي إن الفيلم كان رائع. Which means my opinion is that movie was great. Now, what if you strongly disagree with someone? You can use the phrase مش متفق معك. مش متفق معك. In case you are speaking to a man. مش متفق معاكي, if you are speaking to a woman. مش متفق معاكي. Or you can say مش معاك, if you are speaking to a man. So repeat after me. مش معاك. And then you are going to say your opinion. مش معاك إن. Okay? You can say also مش معاكي in case you are speaking to a woman. مش معاكي in, okay? Which means I don't agree with you. For example, if someone says that they don't like pizza, you can say مش متفق معاك البيتزا هي أفضل حاجة. One more time. مش متفق معاك البيتزا هي أفضل حاجة. Repeat after me. مش متفق معاك البيتزا هي أفضل حاجة. Which means I don't agree with you. Pizza is the best. If you want to express that you are unsure or neutral about a topic, you can use this phrase. مش عارف. مش عارف. If you are a man, you can say مش عارف. If you are a woman, you can say مش عارفة. مش عارفة. Which means I don't know. For example, if someone asks you about a new restaurant in town, you can say مش عارف أنا لسه ما روحتش هناك. مش عارف أنا لسه ما روحتش هناك. Repeat after me. مش عارف. أنا لسه ما روحتش هناك. Let's say it like as like natural way. مش عارف، أنا لسه ما روحتش هناك. Which means I don't know, I haven't been there yet. Now, let's move on to expressing your beliefs or your principles. Just a quick pause in this episode to send you a huge thank you. Your inspiring feedback and messages brought me back to continue this podcast, and I'm so grateful. For another way to support my journey, why not subscribe to my YouTube channel? It's a win-win situation. Just search Sales Arabic Teacher and voila! You can use the phrase Ana أؤمن بي. One more time, focus with me. I know that might be hard شوية. Okay. طيب. أنا Yeah, it's like this. أنا أؤمن. أنا أؤمن بي. أنا أؤمن بي. Repeat after me. أنا أؤمن بي. Which means I believe in. For example, if someone asks you about your religion, you can say أنا أؤمن بالإسلام. أنا أؤمن بالإسلام. One more time. أنا أؤمن بالإسلام. Which means I believe in Islam. If you believe in like Christian or any other religion, you will say, for example, أنا أؤمن بالمسيحية. So I believe in Christian. And so on. Okay? If you want to express your admiration for someone or something, you can use the phrase أنا بحترم. Yeah, there is ha. Okay? أنا بحترم. Repeat after me. أنا بحترم. أنا بحترم, which means I respect. For example, if someone talks about their hard work in their job, you can say أنا بحترم مجهودك. أنا بحترم مجهودك. Repeat after me. أنا بحترم مجهودك. In case you are speaking to a man. If you are speaking to a woman, you are going to say أنا بحترم أوي مجهودك. أنا بحترم أوي مجهودك. أنا بحترم أوي مجهودك. Which means I really respect your effort. Now, I have a helpful Arabic phrase to share with you that can express your interest in someone's opinion. These phrases are commonly used in Egypt and are a great way to show your interest in what others think. It's تفتكر تفتكر. There is fa, okay? Fa. تفتكر تفتكر. In case you are speaking to a man, if you are speaking to a woman, you have to say تفتكري تفتكري تفتكري. Or you can say إيه رأيك. Yeah, sound yak, but it is not yak. Okay. So funny. You ask someone about his opinion and then you say yak. That's why, guys, you have to be careful. You have to say إيه رأيك. So say it faster, okay? So one more time. إيه رأيك. إيه رأيك. If you are speaking to a man. If you are speaking to a woman, you have to say إيه رأيك. إيه رأيك. إيه رأيك. So repeat after me. تفتكر or تفتكري. إيه رأيك؟ or إيه رأيك؟ And here are some details about how to use it. إيه رأيك في الفكرة دي؟ Okay, this is fast, huh? So let's make it slower. إيه رأيك في الفكرة دي؟ إيه رأيك في الفكرة دي؟ Repeat after me. إيه رأيك في الفكرة دي؟ إيه رأيك في الفكرة دي؟ This means, what do you think about this idea? It's a great way to start a conversation and get someone's thoughts on a particular topic, okay? Then we have, تفتكر هتكون رحلة ممتعة. One more time. تفتكر هتكون رحلة. There is ح. رحلة ممتعة. 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 تفتكر هتكون رحلة ممتعة. Repeat after me. تفتكر هتكون رحلة ممتعة. This means, do you think it will be an enjoyable trip? It's perfect when you are planning a trip with someone and want to know their thoughts. So just ask him like, do you think this thing is nice, is good? So you just say, تفتكر هتكون, it will be. And then you will say that thing that you are asking for. Okay? These are just a few examples of phrases you can use it to express your opinion and beliefs in Egyptian-Arabic conversation. That's it for today's episode of Chatty. Join us next time for another fun and educational episode. Don't forget to follow me on social media and share episode with your friends. See you next time. Yalla, مع السلامة.